kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin si Con Jen mula sa Philippine Consulate Sydney at syempre kakatapos lang ng Philo Got Talent. Ito ang unang-unang pagkakataon na ginanap ang ganitong event within and among the Filipino students in New South Wales. Ano pong masasabi ninyo na sa unang pagkakataon ginanap ito?
Well, I congratulate the students who've organized this, the different ones from different universities across New South Wales. Magandang samahan nila, magandang cooperation nila. Talagang may talento ang Pilipino.
Sa mga nakita niyo po, gaya ng sabi niyo, talento ng mga Pilipino, mahirap ba na pumili ng mananalo?
Thank God, I wasn't a judge because it's kind of different. We saw one Filipino song. We saw a group performance, of course, and the rest were quite modern songs. I think all of them have talent equally. Siyempre, yung mga iba dinadaan sa sigawan at saka
audience impact.
Yes, but all of them are very good. I think it's good to be well-rounded, enjoy a little bit of socialization while at school. I congratulate the organizers and congratulations to all the participants and the winners.
Bago lang po kayo dito sa Sydney at syempre nitong Sabado, gaganapin din ang Philippine Christmas Festival. Alam ko nandun din ang Philippine Consulate of Sydney. Gaano po kahalaga for the Filipino communities in any parts of the world, in particular dito sa Sydney, na magkasama-sama at ipagpatuloy yung kulturang Pilipino?
You know, it's really important for people to be able to connect, not only to the ones who are around them, but also to their past and realize what a great culture and tradition we all have. So, yes, again, we congratulate the organizers. This is the fourth already. And our ambassador, Ambassador Helen de la Vega, will also be there. This is about many organizations will be there, and more importantly, many Filipinos and also people of different cultures and traditions. Christmas in the Philippines is not just only for Christians. It is the whole spirit of being together with family and friends. And so I expect it to be a big celebration.
Thank you very much, Philippine Consul General of Sydney.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mabuhay tayong lahat.
Tayo nagbabalik sa programang Filipino ng Radyo SBS at papabatiin na muna natin ang ating mga kasama sa studio, ang mga nanalo mula sa Philo Got Talent, ang unang paglulunsad o pagsisimula ng Philo Got Talent na pinangunahan ng Filipino Student Council of New South Wales. Kasama natin si Katrina Lopez at si Lisette
Isles.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello.
Good morning po.
Sasamahan nila tayo at paparinig nila sa atin ang kanilang mga kinanta sa Philo Got Talent at husgahan natin sila ulit. Kung dapat ba talaga silang manalo. Pero maririnig niyo mamaya, kakanta sila para sa atin. Pero bago natin sila makasama, bago natin puntahan yung unang Philo Got Talent na ginawa nung araw ng Biyernes, paano ba nagsimula for Lisette ang pagkanta mo?
Kasi naalala ko po nung bata pa ako, parang mahilig po kami lagi sa bahay mag-karaoke. And palagi kami nanonood ng ASAP. So parang dun po ako nahilig. Dun nag-start yung hilig ko sa pagkanta.
So anyone in the family na kumakanta?
Yung mama ko po kumakanta, tapos yung tito ko, tapos yung pinsan ko rin. Parang dalawa kong pinsan kumakanta rin.
Professionally?
Pag may mga events, ganun. Tapos yung isa ko pong pinsan na babae, nagko-compete po siya sa mga university, inter-school na competition.
Mm-mm. Ikaw naman, Katrina.
Yes.
Paano nagsimula ang pagkanta mo?
When I was younger, it was mostly my dad who gave me the drive to sing. I didn't really understand what was happening. Mm. It started off at school and talent shows And yeah, ever since I was in kindy, he'd be the one to choose my songs. So yung mga songs ko, like Carpenters and all the oldies songs. So I'm used to singing the very classic songs.
ABBA? Mga ganun.
Yeah. Yeah. On Top of the World, like all of them.
So hanggang ngayon, yun pa rin ba yung mga kind of music mo?
My style has definitely changed. I think I've taken my own style, but I still hold dear the classics that my dad used to make me sing. So it's mainly him. And he's the one who sings in our family as well. Yeah.
You have your sister here with you. Does she also sing?
Yeah, my sister Patricia Lopez. She sings too, and she's a very reliable harmony, which I'm so glad that I have a sister I can harmonize with.
Do you do duet together?
All the time when we're washing dishes, at home, anything. We're actually mostly singing all the time. Mm-hmm. My mom gets my earache from us all the time.
Sige, pag-usapan pa natin ang higit pa tungkol sa inyo at syempre yung Philo Got Talent na nangyari last Friday. Pero bago yan, ilan po munang mga paalala. At syempre ang ating programa, mapapakinggan din ng live sa ating website www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. At syempre ang ating mga tampok ay matutunghayan din sa ating Facebook page. Hanapin lamang sa facebook.com ang SBS Filipino. At sa ating pagpapatuloy, higit pa nating kilalanin si Lisette Isles at si Katrina Lopez, ang mga nanalo mula sa Philo Got Talent, ang kauna-unahang Philo Got Talent para sa mga Pinoy students sa bahagi ng New South Wales. So, Lisette at Katrina, kayo ay parehong nag-aaral. Ikaw, Lisette, ay from which university?
Western Sydney University po.
At si Katrina?
Macquarie University.
Ano mga courses ninyo?
Master of Accountancy.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
At ikaw, Katrina?
It's IT, Information Technology. I keep getting confused, but yes, it's Information Technology.
Okay. Saan ninyo na ipapasok yung pagkanta?
Siguro po pag may lakad kaming mga barkada, tapos may chance na magkaraoke, ganun. Doon lang ako nakakanta.
Pag nag-aaral ka, do you also listen to lots of music? Kasi may mga ganun, di ba?
Siguro pag na-apply ko siya if papunta akong school or pauwi, palagi akong nakikinig sa music. Pero if nag-aaral, parang ayoko nang maingay. Gusto ko ako opposite. Lang. Oo.
Ikaw, Katrina?
I do listen to music when I'm studying. I feel like it just sets the mood. Mm-mm. And it's like it gets you in a vibe to study. So always listen to music, instrumentals. Oh. Yeah.
So kailan kayo naging active sa Filipino Student Society sa mga universities ninyo? Katrina?
That was actually the first event, which I'm happy about because it was so nice to see all the communities, all the universities' communities come together and just like celebrate our talents. And that was the first event I've been to. So
dahil bag no, matagal, medyo matagal na rin ang Filipino Society has, sa Macquarie,
yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
4 years or more?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And for WS, kayo ang medyo bago din.
Sobrang bago po. Kasi dati parang 4 lang kami na magkakaibigan. Mm-mm. Tapos meron lang nag-push sa amin si Kuya Jace Alacapa, yung dating president yata.
Ng Filipino Council.
Yeah. Meron kaming trip dati, kasama siya. So parang pinush niya kami na why not na mag-form sa WSU. Tapos yun na, parang nag-contact kami ng mga ibang students para maging members.
As of this time, ilan ng members ng WSU?
Ano na yata, parang mga 70-something ganun.
Madami na.
Oh.
Diba? First year niyo to, di ba?
Oo.
Sa inyo, alam ko sa Macquarie madami.
Yeah, so, I think there is.
Like there's hundreds, more than 100. Pero dahil pinag-usapan natin ang Philo Got Talent, ito ang kauna-unahang Philo Got Talent na kumbaga nagsama-sama nga yung mga Filipino students sa buong New South Wales. Ano? Kasama dyan ang University of Newcastle.
University of Sydney.
University of Sydney.
UTS.
New South Wales. So 6 universities or 7 universities ang involved. Pero para mapakinggan ng ating mga tagapakinig kung tama ba kayo ang nanalo.
Kind of lost my voice, but I'll try.
Okay, unahin natin na kumanta si Katrina ang Put Your Records On.
Three little birds sat on the window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double touch on the concrete. Maybe sometimes we got it wrong, but it's alright. The more things seem to change, the more they stay the same. Ooh, don't you hesitate. Girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your hair down. Sapphire and faded jeans. I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow.
Yay! Yan si Katrina Lopez at siya ang tinanghal na Philo Got Talent champion. Ayaw daw niya sabihin yung champion, pero siya yung
I really don't want to. Everyone was a champion that night.
Yes, six.
Yeah, six champions.
So. Six champions from each university. Kasama dyan ang Newcastle na sobrang nakakatuwa yung ginawa nilang performance. Oops, yeah. Kasi may kumanta and then they also did some dancing.
Yeah, it was very creative.
Doon natin makikita na ang mga Pilipino very talented.
Yes, and they can really like make everyone happy in the room.
Tama. Okay, ngayon naman, tingnan natin kung ano ang pambato ni Lisette.
Oh,
dahil ito,
God.
Lisette, yung mismong kinanta mo on the night. Tama. Mm, okay. Okay, sige. Pakinggan natin si Lisette sa awitin na ikaw.
Ay ikaw ang iniisip-isip ko. Hindi ko mahinto pintig ng puso. Ikaw ang pinangarap-ngarap ko simula ng matanto.
Ikaw na, di ba?
Charot.
Ikaw ang People's Choice, Lisette.
So
siyempre, maraming salamat sa pagpunta ninyo dito sa studio.
No
at para sa mga gustong sumali sa Philo Got Talent, yan ay sa susunod na taon, kumuha ng impormasyon mula sa Facebook page ng Filipino Student Society of New South Wales. At siyempre, maraming salamat sa inyo. Diyan na po nagtatapos ang ating programa ngayong umaga. At siyempre, makakasama muli ninyo ang SBS Filipino bukas, 10 ng umaga. Sa pangalan ng ating mga samahan sa SBS Filipino, Ana Limulata po nagpapaalam sa inyo at bumati ng isang maganda at ligtas na umaga.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.